Second peg of Kinim, first Mishnah. King's Tuma Shepoch Mimena Goyzer La'Avir. King's Tuma is two birds, one for Chatas, one for Oila. And they did not specify what is what. O Shepoch Ben Amesus. Or one of them got mixed into a bunch of birds that anyway have to be killed because there's a mixture which we can't verify anyway. One of them died. We have one left, so whatever that is, you just make appear for the second one, and you'll decide that one of the two will be chatas, one will be oila. If one of those birds and mixed into a bunch of other birds that are worthy to be brought as a korban, then posel the posel echad kenegdo. There were two birds here, there were two birds there. So right now, you could only bring one bird as a korban. So it passes the remaining one, and it passes one in the new mixture. In other words, you have two and two. Now you have three and one. So you can only be makriv one out of the three. The next mission will explain how this happens. The second mission of the second person explained this concept of posel or posel echinegda. Kate said, "Shtei notion the two women lazush tekinim lazush tekinim. If each one has four birds, which we didn't specify what they'll be for, from each one, the maximum we can have of each is two chatas and two oila. You can't have three chatas and you can't have three oila from either. Poch mizu lazu. So now, instead of having four and four, we have three and five. So posel echad balichosay." When it goes, then it's from the three remaining one is possible, and you can only be makrif two. The idea behind this is if you only makrif two, so it will affect only that kin, it won't affect the status of the other one. Once you makrif the third one, it's going to affect the status of the bird that got mixed in the second group, and once that has a specific status, for example, if you did two oilers and a chatas in this one, then it comes out the one that went into the other group. Must be a chatas. So now you have a chatas mixed into there, you lose out everything because you can only bring the amount of chatas, that one plus another chatas. And so basically, you have a group of three and five, so from the three, only two are kosher, which you make one for oil and one chatas. And for the other group, also you have one puzzle, which out of those five, you'd be able to makriv three. Parach v'chaza, parach v'chaza, if a poizel echa, when it comes back, it passes another one. So, because you have more sveikas now, and you can only be, when it goes back to the first group, so from those four remaining one, originally we able to be makriv two, now you can only makriv one. It goes back and forth more times, then you can't lose more than that, because even if you get the whole thing mixed together, you'll be able to makriv at least two birds out of the whole mixture.